Thank you for taking the time to listen to the Well Church Sattertons podcast. We pray that you enjoy this message and that it creates a well of hope in your life today. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm just really expectant, and I always want to come into this place expecting, because I really feel so strongly in my heart that God is moving in this place, and the people that come here are going to experience the goodness of our Father in so many ways. So, Lord, we just want to be pleasantly surprised by you. And I'm just going to pray over the women right now before I go into the announcements. Oh, thank you for every woman that is here that stepped into this place, Lord God. I just speak and declare a refreshing to just flow over them, Lord God. I just come against any guilt, any shame that has been carried inside, and I just break that off in the name of Jesus, and I speak your complete perfect love, your complete shalom, heaven's order, not only in their minds and in their emotions, Lord, but over every gland, organ, and system in the body. Complete order, complete healing. And I just break off any lies of the enemy that have attached themselves, have been patterned in for lengths of time, and I just break that off right now in the name of Jesus. Every single woman in this place is enough. Every single woman in this place is called. Every single woman in this place is loved, is valued. And I just, again, speak a lifting over every single woman, that any burdens they feel will just be lifted, and they would just see you, Lord God, for how you see them. Because you are so kind. You are such a kind, gentle Father. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right, so I want to say to everyone here, Happy Mother's Day. So when I do worship, I don't know if all of you have been, I just kind of go for it. So I apologize if you didn't come with me, but just all the leaders here are just so hungry for the Lord to move that we're just here to just pour ourselves out to the Lord. And I say this a lot, but when Jesus walked the earth, those who recognized him for who he was were those who knew their need. It was not the Pharisees that recognized Jesus for who he was with their programs and ideas. It was those who knew their need. So it's okay to run after the Lord, to push through the crowd, to touch his garment. It's not a bad place to be. It might look a little messy, but it's not a bad place to be. All right, happy Mother's Day. There are bags up here. Tiffany, and it's so cool how this all came together, because we all did our things in our own time, and she picked out the seed bags, and I picked out the baggies, and they match. I know, and then these guys had shirts that match with the bags, so I think the Lord cares about all the little details, and he brought it all together. So in every single bag, there's chocolate, there's plantable seeds, and then there's a little... it's called Peace Feet, and I make relaxants at Peace Roots Apothecary, and it's a liquid magnesium foot soak or a bath soak, and it helps relax the muscles. So that's in there for all of you ladies. And I think Matt and my boys got chocolate for you because they're all into chocolate. So we all came together and got you stuff that we thought you would like. So just be blessed by that. Okay, super, super exciting stuff that is happening at the Well. Next week, guys, Darby is coming. Who here does not know who Darby is? Okay. There's a few people here that don't know who Darby is. Okay, Darby is an amazing guy. He has a prophetic gifting, but it's fueled by encouragement and hope, because a lot of times it's really easy to prophesy warnings and the world is going, that's easy to do. But when you prophesy life and prophesy what the Lord is speaking, that is so relevant and needed right now, and that's how he flows. He just has that gifting. He comes in, and he just releases it. So I encourage all of you to come to that and maybe bring someone who might need an encouragement from the Lord. But that is also on our Facebook and Instagram under The Well, so you can see all that, because there's an event on there. Also, the Gap Ministry, if you guys look over here, the sign that says Gap Ministry, there are things that we're collecting for the email program at Emmanuel Evangelical Lutheran Church in Souderton. So if you guys have peanut butter, jelly pasta, sauce cake mix frosting, drop it off right there, and then we go drop it off to them. This month, guys, we are doing the Book of Revelation. And if you guys have not heard the teaching on Revelation that Matt did last week, I think you need to listen to it, because it might not be what you're used to hearing. It's coming from a different, it's coming through the back door. It's a different take on it that I think is really refreshing. So he spoke on that last week, and we're reading through the Book of Revelation, and I think it'll be good if you guys hear what he spoke about it and then read it, because it's amazing how the Lord just can reveal things through different perspectives and lenses, and we could read it a month ago and then read it now, and it might be something else he's showing us. So read along with us in your own timing for this month. Also, we're doing something really cool that Pastor Bob is heading off, called the Online Bible Study, and this is really good for people maybe who aren't able to come on Sundays or just want a little extra connection during the week. And it's Thursdays at 8 p.m., and if you guys look on your booklet bulletins, the Zoom ID is on there. Okay, now I'm coming to something very exciting. So how many of you guys know who Kate is? Oh, okay, cool. So a lot of you guys know. So we did this cool thing. Well, actually, I'll tell you what's going on. She is in an apartment. She rescues trafficked women and children in Brazil, and she's been doing this for over a decade, like long-term, you know, doing this in the trenches. And this last month, she got pushed out of her apartment and now is forced to move into another apartment for an extra $350 a month. So we're just, you know, we want to let everyone know about this, because whoever wants to partner. But the cool thing I want to show you guys is these little new cards we made that highlight her, what she does in Brazil, and where you can give. Today, if you do want to give anything extra, just write Kate Missions in the offering. That's in the back. And then if you do a monthly, that has a link. But what's so cool about these cards is it has a little declaration over missionaries on the back. So what you can do is you can put this in your Bible, maybe on your mirror, and then you can pray over Kate and other missionaries. So right now, I'm going to actually practice this with all of you, and then you can do that. Yeah, I'm going to actually declare this. Oh, wait, should we pass this out first and then have everyone do it? Yeah. All right, so he's going to pass out the cards. All right. And then we are going to do this together for the first time ever. And we have a new logo and everything, Well Church Missions. There's a little globe in the droplet. Yeah, pretty cool, huh? I get excited about this stuff. So we're going to hand this out. And then we are going to do this together for Kate. Okay, we're going to pray this over Kate together today. So flip it over to the back. Does everyone have one? I don't have I might not have enough, but maybe we can share if there isn't enough. Yeah, there we go. And then we're going to do this together, because I'm super excited about it. Perfect. All right, we're good? Okay, all right. Are you guys ready? We don't normally read things together as people of the Lord, but we're going to do it together today. Here we go. All right, one, we're going to start with we ask, all right? One, two, three. We ask that you encourage Kate and give Kate understanding and wisdom, courage and discernment, supernatural strength, signs and wonders, and skill with languages, comfort and friendships, resilience and protection, visas and permits, open doors, favor and breakthrough, abundant finances and good health. Lift Kate above every obstacle, doubt, and fear. We declare victory. No weapon formed against Kate will stand. May your presence and peace be with Kate and bless her abundantly. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So there we go. And I just encourage you guys to just pray over her. Maybe if there's a day you want to fast for her, whatever you want to do, because she is such, and I love that we're doing this on Mother's Day, because she is such a caregiver. I mean, they take women off the streets and children who in Brazil, it's like at the age of 12 to 14, that is okay and legal. And the stuff that she handles is just amazing. So we want to bless her abundantly, and praying over her is a good way.
If you want to, yes, to make a pledge to give monthly, just yes, let me know.
Yeah. Absolutely. So I don't know if anyone heard that, but if anyone wants to pledge monthly, Tiffany is the person to talk to about that. And I'm telling you, even a small amount, it's going to help right now. All right. So now that we did all that, I am going to pray over everyone who's giving the offering, which is, we're going to pray for everyone in this room. So Lord, I just pray over every single person in this room. And I just pray over those who are giving, Lord, whatever amount it is, Lord, I just pray blessings over their family, Lord God. I pray just a restoration and refreshing over the families here that have taken the time to come here today, Lord. And I just pray over the offering, Lord, too, that it would be used in the way that you want to, Lord, for this community, for families that might be in need, Lord, that you would continue to direct us to cultivate and grow what is sown in this place, to just bless and honor people. And I just speak a supernatural growth over every single person, and also over this offering, Lord God, that people would just feel a growth that's happening in their lives, Lord God, towards the light, towards you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so we are going to bring up Donna. Miss Donna is coming up, and she's going to share something really cool for the ladies on Mother's Day, of course. So Donna, come on up.
Hi, ladies. So we've been taking a break for a little while with the women's, but the Women at the Well are relaunching. Two dates you want to remember: May 21st at 1:00 and July 24th from 5 to 8. Sarah's gonna talk about that. Is she here? Is Sarah here? There you are. Sarah's gonna talk about the second meeting. But the first meeting is going to be Intro to Foraging. Yes, we are a different kind of women's group. A lot of women have been wanting to find out about the foraging that I do, so we're going to have a great big salad that is made, that has a lot of foraging things in it. We're going to have some teas. We're going to have probably some bread, I mean some different things, and there'll be tinctures and bath salts and lotions for display for you to see. And I'm just going to kind of teach you.
Right?
Teach you. What's that?
You can try them too.
Yes. Yes. So one of my favorite scriptures is where the Lord talks about providing for us as he provides for the birds of the air and the flowers of the field. And that is just such a true statement. There is no reason for anybody in this country to go hungry if they know what's around them. So anyways, I'm excited. And now Sarah's going to share.
Our second event will be July 23rd from 5 to 8 p.m. for the ladies. Unfortunately, we can only accept 10 for this event, first come, first serve. We will be doing a gun safety and range time for those that are interested, and it will be about 3 hours, and you will bring a picnic lunch for yourself and hang out. We have some really, we have a really amazing instructor. The cost will be $100, and that is hugely discounted. From personal experience, I can attest to that. So if you are interested, put it on a calendar. You can come see me about that. We will make a sign up as we get a little bit closer to the event. So from 5 to 8, picnic lunch, bring for yourself, $100 cost, first 10 because of rational capacity.
Just a reminder again, the offering basket is in the back. I believe Kat did mention it, but so you can put in after the service or anytime as you feel led. That would be both regular giving and if there's any special gifts for Kate. So again, good morning. Great to see all of you here today. Usually we hope for a little bit nicer day on Mother's Day, but we'll have to have the sunshine from the inside. We're going to continue today with our look at this month's Bible reading focus, which is the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, or actually, as Matt cleared up last week, it's the revelation of Jesus Christ. And because it's Mother's Day, though, I want to begin by looking briefly at how mothers, or really all women, play a part in the revelation of Jesus Christ. Last week, Matt laid the foundation of our study and the reflection on Revelation, and he said that we should be careful to interpret the book of Revelation not through the current events of today, not through what we see on TV or read in the newspaper, but we should interpret Revelation through the lens of the rest of Scripture. The reality is that from Genesis all the way through to Revelation, God's Word really is all about the revelation of Jesus Christ and His plan to redeem sinners through Him. So, as we begin then, what better place to understand the revelation of Christ than in Genesis, the first book? Genesis 1, 26 through 28 says, "Then God said, 'Let us make mankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the sky and over the livestock and over all the earth and over every crawling thing that crawls on the earth.' So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. God blessed them and said to them, 'Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the sky and over every living thing that moves on the earth.'" I want you to hear again what God said. He said, "Let us make mankind in our image and according to our likeness." It's mankind, not men, that were created in the image and likeness of God. He created them male and female. You know, it's important that we recognize in today's culture and society that God was not and is not gender confused. He created both male and female in His image and likeness. And in John 17:17, Jesus said, "Sanctify them in your truth. Your word is truth." And more than just being true, God's word is truth. It's the actual plumb line by which everything else is measured. Anything that doesn't line up with the truth is a lie. Confusion comes when God's word is disregarded or replaced with a lie. The root of gender confusion is believing the lie that we were not created intentionally by God. Look what Jesus says in Matthew 23:37. "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, who kills the prophets and stones those who have been sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together the way a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were unwilling." Mark 10, 6 through 9 says, "From the beginning of creation, God created them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother, and the two shall become one flesh, so they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no person is to separate." And Jesus was speaking there about divorce, but we should also understand that it takes both male and female, both men and women, to fully reveal the image and likeness of God. Neither men nor women alone can reveal all of who God is. Perhaps better than anyone else or anything else, mothers reveal some of God's greatest attributes, things like love and compassion, selflessness, patience, nurturing, devotion, long-suffering, persistence. And it's important then, too, that God spoke at creation and said, "Let us make mankind in our image." It's in the image of God and of Christ, who was with Him at creation, that we were created. So I just want to say thank you, mothers, both natural mothers and spiritual mothers, for your part in the revelation of Jesus Christ to us and to the world. Amen. So last week, as Kat said, Matt gave us a basic message and a foundation about the book of Revelation. He gave us seven keys to understanding it. And the first was that it was the first people to read Revelation were the first century Christians. So we read Revelation initially over their shoulder, from their perspective. Not just by what we see today, but by how they would have understood it then. And we recognize, number two, that only Jesus is the one that's able to open up and unlock the scroll and reveal the deep mysteries. Third, we approach the book of Revelation with a spirit of worship, not seeking a word in scholarship. Fourth, it's the Holy Spirit is the one who removes the veil and helps us receive the truth. Fifth, Revelation is the unveiling of Christ. It's not the revelation of the Antichrist. Matt shared last week that the word apocalypse isn't really talking about these awful things that are going to happen. Apocalypse actually means the unveiling. So it's the unveiling of Christ. And sixth is Jesus spoke in parables and continues to teach in parables. And we recognize that the book of Revelation is a book of signs and symbols. So it may not be that we can fully understand in the natural all the things that are being described there. And we have to realize, too, even if what John was seeing was something out of the natural that was going to be taking place 2,000 years or more later, just imagine how your grandparents or great-grandparents would describe the things of today. How would they describe what this was? How would they describe airplanes and televisions and all those kind of things? So even if he was seeing something in the natural, he may not have been able to describe it other than by things that he understood in his time. And then finally, the key to interpreting Revelation is to do it through the lens of the other books of the Bible. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 says, "All scripture is inspired by God and beneficial for teaching, for rebuke, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man or the woman of God may be fully capable, equipped for every good work." And I don't really want to carry on from Matt's teaching. I don't want to interfere with his plan to lead us in the study of Revelation. I want to look at a little bit different at how we benefit, why it's so important that we actually receive and have the full revelation, that we would become taught, trained, fully capable, and equipped for every good work. The one verse that I want to kind of step out from in Revelation is Revelation 1:8, where it says, the Lord says, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty." Hebrews 13:8 says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever." And just then as Revelation is a book of signs and symbols, it's also a book that is not limited to or by finite time. While we look from that perspective of the view of the first century Christians, Revelation also must be viewed and understood from the perspective of eternity. As we heard last week, Matthew 24:36, Jesus says, "But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only." The revelation is the revelation of who is, who was, and who is to come. The revelation of Christ is not limited to or by finite time. And that's why it's important that we don't try to shoehorn the interpretation into our current time. It could be any day. It could be a long time. So what do we get? What do we hope to receive from the full revelation of Christ? Matthew 16:13-19 says this: "When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, 'Who do you who do men say that I am? So they said, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. The rock that Jesus is building his church on is not Peter, but rather it's the revelation that Peter had that Jesus is the Christ. So if we want to be part of the church that Jesus is building, we need more of that revelation. We need the full revelation of who Christ is. If we come to know who he is, the gates of hell won't stand against us. If we come to know the full revelation of Christ, we'll have the keys to the kingdom of heaven. If we come to have the full revelation of Christ, we'll no longer have to just pray, your kingdom come, your will be done. We will be the very ones that will be able to unlock the realities of heaven here on earth. We'll be able to bind the things that are not allowed in heaven from interfering and impacting the circumstances and situations on earth. That's the power that comes with the full revelation of who Christ is. In John 14, 12 to 14, Jesus says, truly, truly, I say to you, one who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do. Also, greater works than these he will do, because I am going to the Father, and whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If we have the full revelation of who Jesus Christ is, we will do the works that he did, because we'll know that it's not us that's doing them, but rather it's him working in us and through us. We will become fully capable and equipped for every good work. It's a brief message today, because I'm sure everybody has lots of things to do. But I want to leave you with the words of a great preacher, something that I hope will reveal even more of who Christ is.
Sovereign King, no means of measure can define his limitless love. He
that's my king. Do you know him?
Yes.
I hope it will, that Christ will become fully revealed to us and through us. So bless you all today, especially the mothers.
Amen.
Have a good day. Hang out and fellowship a little bit if you have time. And have a great week.
Thanks for taking the time to listen. We're glad that what the Lord is doing among us encourages you. For more info about the church, follow us on Facebook or connect with us on Instagram. Visit dwellatthewell.com or come out and see us on a Sunday morning, 228 Ridge Avenue, Satterton, Pennsylvania.
I'm taking a well, I'm taking a well right here. I'm taking a well in the valley of my weeping.